Last week, Trump put out an executive order dealing with geoelectromagnetic fields, etc. Now, basically, extreme space weather events could significantly degrade critical infrastructure, could disable large portions of the electrical grid, resulting in cascading failures that would affect key services such as water supply, healthcare, transportation. Space weather has the potential to simultaneously affect and disrupt health and safety across the entire continent. And the doctors are like, we don't even know what to do. Like, there's this many people are coming in with myocardial infarctions, heart attacks, coming in with arrhythmia, where all of a sudden their hearts are just pounding, et cetera, et cetera. This is geomagnetic. We can't deny it. Something. So we know that there's a direct relation between the sun and earthquakes and volcanoes and weather patterns. When we're seeing all these things happen, I just come back to the question, what do they know and what are they preparing for?
Worried about what you're going to look like this summer? And are you tired of struggling to lose weight? Time at the gym, fasting, and eating well takes discipline, and it can be really hard, not to mention hormones and how they affect you as you age. Fortunately, there's help. FEN24 is a night and day weight loss solution. FEN24 Day helps you burn more calories, increases metabolism, and boosts energy levels. FEN24 Night reduces evening cravings, promotes better sleep, and encourages fat breakdown. This stuff works. Check out the link below for more information on ingredients and research. Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. I have Dani Arnold coming back. She is amazing. We did that show on the blasts that were hitting the earth. And we needed to do an update on that because Trump just did an executive order on the electromagnetic pulses, and we wanted to relate it to that and all the weather going on. There also has been a CIA document called Adam and Eve that came out that talks about the magnetic pole shifts. And why was that top secret? And why didn't they release all of it? So she talks about that. And then she ties it to possibly the airlines going down today when they grounded so many flights. And then the extreme weather patterns. We know that the geomagnetic pole shifts are connected to weather because it affects the streams in the oceans. And the streams in the oceans heavily affect our weather. So we all tie it to science. And then we get into some fun stuff for my patrons with the kind of the woo-woo things and the fact that people think that maybe we're in an assimilation, and Elon Musk is talking about it. And then from a spiritual standpoint, you have people like Roberta Grimes talking about, you know, we're in an assimilation and the real world is not this. And it's all tied to becoming closer to God. Very interesting how everything is kind of coming together. And there's so many articles on it about consciousness and things. So that's for my patrons. There's a link below. Let's get into my interview now with Dani McKenney-Arnold. Dani, thank you so much for rejoining the program.
I'm glad to be here. It's been an interesting month.
Well, I'm with Trump's executive order, which we need to talk about, that really ties into our last show and then the airlines going down. Can you start off with this executive order? What's going on?
Okay. First off, I want to point out, so last week, Trump put out an executive order dealing with electromagnetic, geoelectromagnetic fields, etc. Now, it's interesting. Obama did a similar executive order back in 2016. Obama's executive order was completely geared towards space weather. For example, incoming coronal mass ejections, solar flares, filaments ripping off, coronal hole streams, literally solar space weather. Donald Trump's, on the other hand, is all EMP-based. EMP-based. And then you have to go, okay.
What does that mean?
Yeah, well, exactly. Electromagnetic pulse. And the verbiage of it kind of wants to take you to this place that it's about man-made electromagnetic pulse. Like they mentioned solar, I think twice in the article, in the executive order.
Do you have the executive order in front of you?
Hold on. I'm going to pull her up. Where's our screen share? Okay, so this is the executive order that came out on March 26th, right? By the authority vested in me, it always makes me crack up for that. By authority, I now pronounce you man and wife. No. President by the Constitution and laws of the United States of America. The purpose, an electromagnetic pulse, EMP, has the potential to disrupt, degrade, and damage technology, critical infrastructure systems. Human-made or naturally occurring EMPs can affect large geographic areas, disrupting elements critical to the nation's security, blah, 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 blah. So while he talks about human-made or naturally occurring, i.e. space weather, the entire scope of this has a feel of man-made. And my instantaneous jump on this was, are they trying to set up an excuse? Are they trying to set up something in advance so that if there is, for example, a massive solar flare that takes down a section of the grid, can they then blame it on a man-made EMP?
Well, I mean, how do you prepare for it? I mean, what is this executive order asking people to do?
Critical infrastructure. It's like basically they're going to put together, you know, groups to talk about it. National critical functions. They're defining all of this, and it's like we've got to have policies. You know, it is the policy of the United States to prepare for the effects of EMPs through targeted approaches that coordinate whole of government activities and encourage private sector engagement. So what does that actually mean? I have no idea. They're going to talk about it. They're going to put together committees. They're going to put together a bunch of scientists to talk about how they protect their infrastructure.
Well, we know for years that solar flares can cause devastation. I mean, they've known that for years. And they've know that taking out our grid, a solar flare can totally wipe out our grid. But my question is he just dealing with that now? I mean, when we've known for decades and Trump is the first one to really deal with it? Or is it tied to more what you have been tracking?
Well, okay, so first of all, this is not the first ever. So like I said, Obama did an executive order back in October of 2016, coordinating efforts to prepare the nation for space weather events, which is pretty much the same idea. It's talking about basically extreme space weather events could significantly degrade critical infrastructure, could disable large portions of the electrical grid, resulting in cascading failures that would affect key services such as water supply, healthcare, transportation. Space weather has the potential to simultaneously affect and disrupt health and safety across the entire continent.
Which we know, and we've known that for decades. So what the heck?
It's the same. So what's the change? Why the shift from this is specifically geared towards space weather versus the one that Trump's put out, which is, like I said, it mentions space weather, but there's a feel to it that it's more towards human-made, man-made EMPs. Is that deliberate? Is that a distraction? Because, and this is where, okay, I'm going to take you on a little journey. Because when this came out on March 26th, we had a wild week geomagnetically. Like, right, and that's why I said when this came out, it was like, are you kidding me? In the middle of all of this insanity, he puts out, just so happens to put out this executive order on this week. So the week started, I did a couple of geomagnetic updates. So on March 22nd, the night before, I was doing a live show, and it was, of course, spring equinox. And we were discussing a lot of the geomagnetics to do with the spring equinox. So I went to go and do a solar update. And we'd had, over that week, we'd started having some C-class solar flares. So as I've mentioned in other times we've talked, in any other time, a C-class solar flare is a baby flare. It's really small. Normally, I would be like, poof, it's just a burp. Don't even think about it. But right now, with the way our magnetic field around the planet is so low, these solar flares have a lot more energy, shall we say, or they're more geo-effective to us on our planet because our magnetic shields are so low. So we'd had on, they started with solar flares, started happening, the C-class flares on March 19th. And this is the one, the very first one that blasted off here. You can see this is the CME blasting out. This little yellow dot is Earth. So we knew there was a CME, it was incoming. It was supposed to hit us around March 23rd. And this is the uptick that we had. So you can see all of a sudden, and we've been a flat line like this for what you can see in the early part where the red line is right at the bottom for weeks. I mean, just flat line in the x-rays. And then we had this buildup and we had the first solar flare. These flares kept on going. They kept on going. I think we had 12 solar C-class flares in 48 hours. And there was the only the one that generated the CME. And, you know, the talking heads say, oh, yes, well, it'll hit the 23rd. Well, the 23rd came and went. And then they were like, oh, no, it's still going to hit the 24th. And that kind of came and went. So I put out another geomagnetic update on the 25th saying, so where's our geomagnetic storm? What's going on? What's interesting is, after I'd put this report out, one of my viewers sends me this and says she got this as an email as because she subscribed for these updates. Warning, geomagnetic sudden impulse expected on the 24th. And then right after that, another email that gave the summary and gave the time. And that was at the 24th of March at 21:51 UTC. There was a geomagnetic sudden impulse, not a geomagnetic storm, a sudden impulse, which is an interesting terminology of itself. Well, when I'm going through the whole geomagnetic update, an hour and a half period that covered when that happened was gone from the graphs. And I commented on the video.
And the graphs, now the graphs are coming out of NASA, right?
Uh-huh. So since then, the graphs that I show you guys on, let me see, I'll pull them up here. So these graphs that I'm always showing you guys, they have been down. They went down for over 4 days, completely down, nothing. And when they came back at the end of this week, it was like you got 2 hours here, an hour here. Like you might as well not even try and use it as a tool anymore to see anything. It was a disaster.
Well, has it gone down in the past, or is this the first time you've seen it go down?
Well, it will go down. Sometimes it goes down for 6 hours, and we always question, okay, why is the magnetosphere, magnetic field lines, graphs, why are they down? Why is the solar wind stream down that we can't see the graphs? And we'll question and say, okay, it could be a glitch, it could be. But I've seen it at most a day. But this was 3.5 days in a run, solid. And when it came back, it was like I said, you got 2 hours and then it would go down for another 8 hours. And then you get an hour and a half and then it would come back.
And in the span of you seeing it go down for just a day at max, how many years have you been tracking this that you've seen it just go down a day at max? So I just want to see what.
Since 2011. So we're
okay,
talking eight.
So yeah, 8 years. Okay, that's significant.
Now here's the interesting piece. The feeds came back finally on the 30th in the late night. They came back and we had solid feeds. So today, in preparation for doing this, talking with you guys, I go to wind up the feeds. Well, guess what? The feeds cut out at just past 12 and they disappeared. They disappeared until just before you and I talked. I managed to pull up another 2 hours of feed.
In keeping with my promise to provide the absolute best products I can find that I take personally and would give my family, I'm really excited to show you their advanced NMN, which has been proven to dramatically increase your energy and much more. As discussed in multiple shows with Ken Schwartz and Cliff High, NAD is a great supplement to enhance C60's effectiveness, but even on its own, NMN can pass through cell membranes and join with other NMNs to then convert into NAD+, making it much more effective than other NAD supplements on their own.
NAD and NMN has been scientifically shown to increase DNA repair in cells. It has also been shown to promote the creation of new mitochondria that can replace our old mitochondria, and it can also increase the removal of damaged mitochondria in our cells. It maintains stem cells' usefulness and ability to regenerate. It also has been shown to reverse age-associated expression of genes involved with inflammation. It does this and a lot more, and it does this at an affordable price of $37.95. Click on the link below to find scientific studies and to learn more about this amazing product.
So the screens went down at 12 noon today, UTC, and they were down for another 4 hours, which just happens to coincide with all of a sudden all the airlines in America getting grounded. And I sat there and was like, wait a second. Because the excuse given for why these planes were grounded is it was a data problem, a problem with one of their programs that they require that does weights and balances. Except that. If it's weights and balances, this is the type of programming that they would need to decide how much fuel to put in the planes. So why were these planes, some of these planes, and it says in the news articles, were taxiing down the runway before they were called back at the exact same time that all the feeds go dead and we can't see anything that happened geomagnetically? We don't know jack squat.
So what are your thoughts on this? Are you thinking there's something big going on and they just don't know what to do with it? I mean, because it's coinciding with the Trump's executive order. We know there's activity that has been off the charts. You know, we talked about that last time. And then we find out about that CIA document that was just released that talks about magnetic pole shifts, and it was what, a 300 and some page weird fiction book of which they only released 57 pages and no, they highly released, redacted.
I think there was only about 57 pages that were actually missing from it. I can't remember the exact number of pages. I've read the document.
Okay.
In all these pieces that we bring and we look at, so when you talk about, like, for example, the magnetic pole shift, so you're talking about the Adam and Eve book by Chan Thomas. We talk about Velikovsky's World Isn't Collision. We talk about Hapgood's book, which is the name of it's gone right out of my head. Each of these gives a story, gives their own explanation of what they feel is happening, how it could play out, etc. And each of them have their pieces. Each of them has the kind of pieces that you read it and you go, can't really argue with that. Do you know, like, because we're seeing, you know, like I said, we discussed it in the last show, magnetic North Pole is racing across the Arctic Ocean to Siberia. We know this. All the GPS has to be changed. They've just changed the GPS for Australia again. The runway is being realigned in North America. GPS is changing.
Well, what I understand is when the magnetic poles are shifting, it changes the currents in the ocean. It's all part of it. And the currents affect the weather.
And geologically, like when we're talking volcanoes, we're talking earthquakes, we're talking sinkholes opening up, mudslides happening.
So it all makes sense that it's all tied.
It's all connected. It has to be. I'll tell you, one of the things that I'm looking at right now, and some people can laugh because they may not comprehend it, is I've got a team of astrologers looking at it. Because the one thing astrology looks into is all the planets and their interconnectedness and how their movements.
Yeah, because we're all connected through gravity and all the other stuff.
Electric universe. The entire premise of electric universe is that every one of these bodies, moons, stars, suns, planets, even comets and large asteroids are interconnected. So we've looked at this and we've gone, wow, like there's so much information here. The crazy thing is the shifting is when we see things happen. So like January, when we had this insane bombardment that was happening on the geomagnetic fields, and then February and March, where we had zero KP for so many days. And again, last week, we were at zero KP for 4 days in a row. Crazy.
What does it mean to be at zero and we KP? Look at, can you explain that?
So, yeah, sure. Absolutely. When you talk about geomagnetics, the measurement, the unit of measure, if you will, is called a KP. And we hover normally at around 2-3 KP. When we get to zero KP, and I'll drop you a graphic that you can put in with this that is brilliant. It's actually from NASA that explains the tables and the physical effects. We talked about this a little bit in the last time we were talking. When we hit, we know there's been a ton of studies that have talked about, you know, when there's a geomagnetic storm. So when the KP hits 8, 9, 10, there are huge physical effects, psychological effects, emotional effects. It's very well-established science now. What a lot of people don't know is that when the magnetic field of the planet drops to zero, it's the same effects. Heart attacks, suicides, strokes, psychotic breakdowns, right? These type of things are now becoming very, very well known, to the point of, like I said, I've had friends, I've got quite a few friends in the medical industry talking about being in the hospitals and they're being flooded with heart patients. Like the last 3 months, doctors saying, I've got a friend of mine who's been in 3 times in the last 3 months for heart problems. And she's a young lady. And the doctors are like, we don't even know what to do. Like there's this many people are coming in with myocardial infarctions, heart attacks, coming in with arrhythmia, where all of a sudden their hearts are just pounding, et cetera, et cetera. This is geomagnetic. We can't deny it.
Well, and this might be why Trump did the executive order, because it's seeing a huge uptick in medical problems and all sorts of things.
My question always comes back to, what do they know? What do they know?
Exactly.
Not guessing. What do they know? We have seen, using the America as a base, we have seen a huge uptick in the amount of exercises dealing with natural disaster preparedness exercises, grid X exercises, exercises talking about power blackouts with the electricity grid going down. They're continuous. And there's been a ton of whistleblowers, and not even just whistleblowers, but people who have friends who are in the military or are connected in certain ways saying, look, we know these events are happening. We know that stuff is going on. Things like, you know, like earthquakes on the West Coast. And they're saying it's not if, it's when it happens. And that's why the military is continuously doing all these exercises. So when we have something, so we know that there's a direct relation between the sun and earthquakes and volcanoes and weather patterns. When we're seeing all these things happen, I just come back to the question, what do they know and what are they preparing for? Because we have to ask ourselves these questions, right? It's craziness. It is literally craziness at the moment. And I'm just, like I said, I'm just continuously deeply researching everything I can. Now, the same thing, cosmic rays coming in. There has been a massive amount of papers coming out and announcements coming out that the cosmic rays are increasing, ultraviolet light is off the scale over and over again, especially this year. Huge amount of articles on this. What can we do to protect ourselves? Right? So like last time when I was on, I was talking to you about the C60. And I've been running because, again, I don't have $25,000 to run a scientific experiment, unfortunately.
So although, you know what? Just to let you know, I just got contacted by a couple laboratories who want to work with me and to really focus on C60. But anyways, keep going.
Let's talk about
it. I'm pretty excited about it because more people that take it seriously who are like that, it just brings more people into the alternative media, too.
And it brings people also to the table to learning and discussing this stuff.
To do things seriously. And I don't like to keep saying alternative media. We're the real media. You know, people who are just really trying to figure things out.
Yes, just trying to figure the crap out. this is it. So we get to the point where, for me, I test on myself all the time. It's a joke that I'm my own guinea pig. I don't test on animals. I just test on myself. We're seeing huge, high levels of ultraviolet. And I've got myself and I've got a group of friends and clients of mine who are also good friends testing, like, for example, the Argon C for the protective factor. Now, I was out. We had a really sunny weekend. And I had the kids out at the beach for 3 days this weekend. So I'm down in the Mediterranean, right? So we have sunshine. And when the sun's there, there was people on the sun, on the beach, British people who were so burnt this weekend. They were like this color. So I know how strong the sun was. And one of my daughters, my eldest daughter's a redhead, like a natural ginger. But she uses the C60 on her face and on her skin all the time. Same with myself. Went out, got a little bit of color, you know, just a tiny, tiny bit of color. No burning, no irritation from the sun, etc. So this is a big, for me, a really big one. Is like, if we know these ultraviolet rays, just looking at sunshine alone, let alone the cosmic rays, ultraviolet radiation is off the charts. What can we do? Well, we need to protect ourselves. And sunscreen isn't going to be the answer because it's full of cancer-causing chemicals and does terrible things to you. So we have to come up with other solutions. And that's why I've just, like I said, test. How do we work this? One of the things I'm doing, and I'm going to be doing a show, actually, I'm going to be doing a special discussion on the C60 because I get people who are testing on themselves, using themselves as guinea pigs and using it for different health issues, etc. And they're coming up with great ways of using the products beyond just taking a teaspoon every day type thing. And I'm going to be doing a show probably in the next week or two discussing this. So, for example, when I put Argon C on my skin to protect my skin, I don't use straight Argon C. You can imagine how fast a bottle that size you'd go through if you were using that on my skin, on your skin, and trying to cover your whole body. I mix it down with regular argan oil. And I use about a 75-25 mixture, which is 25% of the argan C. And it is protecting. I have the proof on myself. I've been able to prove the fact that even at 25% dilution, mixing it myself, there's still a radioprotective effect. Same thing with my redheaded daughter. She goes out, I cover her up, they put on the oil before they go out. Now, argan oil itself has a natural SPF factor of a 10. So that, without anything else, it already has an SPF protection factor. You add C60, and it takes that to the next level.
That's really interesting. It'd be interesting to know what the real SPF of that is, you know, with the C60. But what, because, you know, most of these,
if someone wants to lend me $25,000, I could pay to have the study done. Ha ha ha.
So what do you think in his executive order he's asking people to do, you know, the military to do, private companies to do, to prepare? I mean, what realistically are they doing that they weren't doing already, or that they need an executive order for?
You and I'm pretty sure the last time we talked about the statement that came out talking about the fact that Americans are not prepared as a people, on a personal level. Americans are not prepared for a natural disaster, a power blackout.
So you mean food?
6 days worth of food, having gasoline in your car, having water, having medication on hand, right? People don't think about these. That was a really big piece that came out in January. That statement was extremely strongly stated. America is not prepared for a natural disaster. So then we see this order here. Now, we know that a lot of the executive orders are a facilitator for things to get put forward. Right. So they have to put an executive order in place to bring attention to such and such. And then they say, all right, we're going to make a committee here. OK, well, we need FEMA to be working with NASA, to be working with NOAA, to be working with, and pulling these groups. Is that what it is? Is it the step one in getting groups to be brought together to study I think if they're just studying it now, they're a little behind the time. Or is there more urgency to it? And that's my thing. When I look incidentally at this,
if they're just studying it now,
exactly.
It'd be a joke, right? So I would think I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt that they're all smarter than that, and there's something here.
Logic dictates that there has to be something more to it. They don't come up with these executive orders without there being a background to it, without there being some specific reason to be tackling this now. Now, one of the things that's come out, and this has been really, really interesting, and this is not something that I have any backup for, but correlating information. And we've talked about how, for example, the geomagnetics affect us physically, mentally, and how we know how geomagnetics affect the GPS. Like they can screw up computers, they can screw up the GPS locators, etc. There has been a huge rash in the last 3 weeks of car accidents with cars going down the wrong side of the road, cars driving in the wrong direction on the highway. And my group, we started collecting them because people were like, hey, that just happened to me yesterday. Or, oh my God, I just saw that yesterday too.
I saw it yesterday.
Well, did you?
Yeah, okay. A guy was driving the wrong way. I was like, what the heck is that?
Okay, this is unbelievable. And this is not just America. This is like in Europe. This is in Ireland. It was in England. It was, well, Malta doesn't count because they kind of make up the road rules as they go along here, however that suits them. So we sat there and looked at it and said, okay, this is unusual. People traveling in the wrong direction. Well, if you're confused, mentally confused. Now, the other thing that came out is there was a very interesting study that came out this month saying, oh, guess what? It seems to be that humans can detect magnetic fields, just like every other mammal on the planet. Every other mammal on the planet has the ability to detect magnetic fields and geomagnetic fields, hence the fact of how they have migration patterns and spawning grounds and how they follow all these different things around, where they travel for large distances because they can sense them. Of course humans can detect these things. But if all of a sudden the geomagnetics are like this, people are turning onto roads, driving in the wrong direction because they're just literally confused. Last week there was a plane that took off from London, England, was supposed to be going to Germany and landed in Scotland.
Weird. There's just weird. It just,
they blame all this other stuff and you're like, but
I think the geomagnetic, when I was studying it, the fact that it affects the streams, and there was a 9,000 mile an hour stream in the ocean that they can't figure out what that was from, and they're still trying to study that. But when I realize how much it affects the streams in the ocean, that's our weather patterns. The weather patterns are heavily based on the streams going through the oceans. And so all the weird weather that we've been seeing could very likely be because of this geomagnetic storms that you and us, you know, we covered last time, and then all the streams, and then the weird weather, and now Trump's executive order. And we're also 500, they think we're 500,000 years behind on having a pole shift, which I don't know if that's true or not, but I've heard people talk about, you think that's maybe BS.
No one has a date. This is the thing, because every single study and everyone has their own, like it happens every 70,000 years, 112,000 years, 350 million years. Do you know what I'm saying? I haven't. Just give me 1 second.
But the one thing that's consistent is everyone's saying that we're due for it, which is what I'm seeing when people talk about it.
And we're due for the big one earthquake. We're due for the big one at Yellowstone.
That's all tied, because if we're due for a geomagnetic, now I know I like to base everything in science. I don't like to be speculative, and I like things to be factually based, and I don't like to be just throwing crap out there, but it just seems like so many things are coming together. And then the CIA document, this weird document that Adam and Eve thing, can you talk about what was in that?
It basically, it's another version of the pole shift. And it's this person, so he's a scientist, it's his version of what magnetic pole shift will look like how it will play out, etc.
Why was it classified, and why release it now, and why keep, it was heavily sanitized, it says on, like they closed that it was sanitized, and they didn't release it all.
Is that a distraction in and of itself?
I don't know, but why, you know? They also talk about a continent that was there, that was covered, and there was another continent.
Well, I'll give you one from here. I live in Malta. I live on the smaller island of Gozo, actually. In the last 6 to 8 weeks, our water level, and I live right on the coast, our water level has dropped by 2 feet. And it hasn't come back. And it hasn't come back. Now, this has happened for shorter periods of time where we've seen the water level drop for like maybe 6 inches, and it'll drop for 3, 4 days, 5 days, 6 days, maybe a week. This has been nonstop now. Nonstop, the water, and it's actually gone down again in the last couple of days. It's gone dropped by a few more inches. The entire coastline is shifting differently because of the way the water, and when you talk 2 feet less of water, this is huge. And I have been reading all the news out of Sicily, Italy, Spain, Greece, looking for any other anomalies like that. Some people saying, hey, our water level on the coast has dropped. No one's talking about it. So I said to my husband, I was like, okay, so does that mean Gozo's coming out? Is it that our island is literally rising up? It's one of the things we have to, there are islands appearing. Right? We've seen islands appear in the Indian Ocean out of nowhere. We've got all this volcanic activity that's been happening. When we start putting the physical evidence together, you may not have an exact answer. You may not be able to say this plus this equals this, but we can say this plus this means something is going on and you can't deny it anymore. That's where I sit right now. I just have to gather the evidence, gather the physical evidence, gather the, like I said, I've been dipping really, really heavily into the woo-woo stuff again recently, because you can't take anything off the table at this point. We have to be able to look at it all.
Where can people find your work?
Okay, so my main website is rts.earth. I have my private membership site, which we don't give the name of because we try not to swear on your show.
I'll put it up there.
You just type it in. Yeah, that's right. I'm trying so hard to be a good girl. My skincare company for the C60 and the skincare stuff that I do is gaiasgarden.com. Roman way, GAEAS, not the Greek way. That's how you can find me. And I'm on Facebook. And I always say to people, my Facebook is completely crazy right now. I'm almost at my limit for how many friends I can have. So I've said to people, but anyone can follow me on Facebook. You can just click the follow button. And I put a lot of stuff on Facebook. And the new place I'm posting a lot is, there's a new social media outlet that I've gotten heavily involved in. They've just been fantastic, called PocketNet. And it is social media on the blockchain. So every post you put up is on the blockchain. Can't be tampered with, can't be censored, can't have it. And PocketNet has been a blast. I've never seen such a group of really awake people searching for answers, looking for research. It's been awesome. 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 So check it out. PocketNet.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Will you Will you stick around for my Patreons?
Absolutely.
Okay. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome, hon.